This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time for real stories from those who make our region and our country their home. Time for making yourself at home, thanks to the support from the Ethnic Communities Development Fund.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Making Yourself at Home. Monday morning, 11 a.m. Here we are at the studio on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, your voice, your choice. Today, Alina from Romania and myself, Clara from Spain, we are hosting the program for you. And our special guest today is Albert Abdulin. Albert was born in Uzbekistan, and he's a dedicated violinist and teacher with a lifelong passion for music. So, yes, yeah, welcome, Albert. How are you this morning?
Thank you very much. Very nice to have me. Thank you. Thank you. I'm Albert. As our hostel, I am from Uzbekistan. I'm violinist, basically the same, yes. And I live in Macau, which is near Hong Kong. And now I visited my sister and her family here in wonderful new Plymouth. Wonderful new Plymouth, yeah.
Yes, wonderful. And it's such a pleasure for us to have you because we never had a violinist before. And also we are happy because Albert today, he brought his violin. So hopefully he will sing some or play some beautiful songs. And just to introduce him a little bit, I know Albert for quite a few weeks, I think. And I was so happy to see that he's so engaged and he wants to be at the radio. So thank you so much for coming and welcome again to New Zealand.
Thank you.
Long way from home, right?
Long way. Yeah.
Is this the first time? Is the first time you are in New Zealand, or you have come before?
No, this is my third time. First time I've been here in 2010. That time I visited Wellington and Kapiti Coast, and second time I come here in New Zealand in New Plymouth, and now third time I stay longer. I will stay longer here.
Yes. Why are you visiting New Zealand? Yeah.
Because my sister is here and family here. My mother was here, but she died. And now I'm visiting my sister here. Okay. Because she needs my presence here. That's why I'm here.
It's nice to have the family close.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's your sister, she's the only sister that you have, or do you have more siblings?
Yes, no, only sister what I have, it's my sister here, yes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, nice.
Yeah, and when did you start playing the violin? I am curious about that.
Yes.
I don't play any instruments, I have to say, so I'm always curious about how people start to play.
Yes, I'm starting when I was 5 years old. It was 1974. Yes, 1974. So I'm playing basically now for 51 years playing violin.
Wow. And why did you start it? What made you start playing?
Because my mother was a piano teacher and she teach music as well. And my mother was involved and she decided to give me violin. And so I start this journey.
I was also playing violin when I was young. Because I was doing
Young were you?
I did a pedagogical high school, and then we had to choose an instrument. And in that time, a friend of mine, she had a violin, and then I said, okay, then I will start to play violin. And I remember that I really enjoyed it, but it's quite difficult to, you know, pursue this instrument because it takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
And a lot of time, so yeah, well done for you to still
basically,
you have
yes.
to be very dedicated, no?
Dedicated, and you need to very dedicated and practice every day. It's the same routine as you brush your teeth, you know, as I tell my students, the same routine, like you have some shower every day, so every day you need to practice.
Every day practice, because what happens if you don't play for, say, 5 years?
One famous, many, many famous. Say, if I don't practice one day, it can be seen by myself. If I have 2 days, it can be seen by my wife, you know. And the third day, some public and announces if you don't practice. Yes, so every day practice, unfortunately.
So
but not unfortunately, but...
Fortunately, yeah, yes. Like it's your choice.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And do you play the violin professional? Is that your job?
Yes, yes. I when I finished my high education in conservatory in Uzbekistan, I start work, even not finishing. I start to work in some various professional orchestras, chamber orchestras, and I work quite a lot with them, most of my life, yes. And also at the same time, I was teaching violin.
Nice.
And now I'm teaching violin for 39 years.
Wow, 39 years.
Yes.
Wow. And did you still keep your teaching classes here in New Plymouth?
Well, yes, I have.
Okay.
I have some my teaching classes, not so much now, but I have some students already have here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so nice. You have students here or you teach online?
I'm trying to go online, but usually I have some. And my students back to Hong Kong, to Macau, also we have connection with them.
Mm.
Like Skype, you know, Skype.
Ah, yeah, like online. Are you taking more students?
Yes.
Like if someone is listening to us?
Yes, if somebody wish, just connect with me, yes.
He's really keen to get some violin classes from
from
a long time expert.
Yes.
It seems like it's a great opportunity
now that
you are here in New Plymouth.
Yes, and I will have some kind of performance in City Council. It will be... 31 of July will be there, will be ethnic community businesses.
Ah, yes, there is an event that we also wanted to to go.
So we will be there with my sister, you know, because for violin, it's what they call monody instrument, so it's like human voice.
Yes.
I can play alone, but usually... Most it's require some accompaniment with piano, with guitar, which can be just with me together.
Mm. Does your sister play the
My
violin?
My sister play
piano. Or other instruments?
Yes, she play piano.
Oh, okay.
That's why we play together.
So
we will play.
Play together.
Yes,
yeah.
And we will also have some opportunity to show ourselves. It will be 8th of August in Plymouth International. Will be some kind what we call soiree. It will be dinner party, and we will play there in Plymouth International Bar Hotel.
Bar.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good because it's good for our listeners to know where you will play, so we can also share that on our page.
Yes,
so
please.
The first event is on the 31st of July at 5:30, as I remember.
Yes.
Is that event open to anyone? Yeah,
yes.
I think it is
okay.
Open to. I think it's mainly for the migrant community.
Migrant community.
But
yes.
I'm
yeah,
sure
we can put it in our social media.
Yes, as I know, it's multi-ethnic community businesses will be.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because you come obviously far away, so first you were living in Uzbekistan as a young child.
Yeah.
When did you move to Hong Kong?
Before moving to Hong Kong, I worked for 4 years. I worked in Ankara. It's Turkey. 4 years professional symphonic, big symphonic orchestra, more than 120 people. Orchestra, it's big orchestra. And during that time, 4 years, we travel all around Turkey, you know, so much in Turkey, so much history, you know, Turkey. It's cradle of, one of the cradle of civilization during the Greek time, even before Greek time, some, yes, Persian time, what we have.
Yeah.
Yes, Ottoman times.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of history there in Europe with Turkey.
I was glad I traveled a lot of this, yes.
So how old were you, or when did you go to Turkey?
And I was 23. 23.
So this was your first trip over abroad,
yes,
right?
It was my first overseas trip from former Soviet Union, you know, let's say. That's why.
Oh, nice.
And after 4 years, I found this Macau. I never heard about Macau, and found Macau orchestra have some opportunities, some vacancies, some jobs. So I apply and they say, okay, you can come. And I live in Macau now for 28 years.
Wow, yes. Amazing.
Yes.
Okay. So Macau is home now?
Second home.
Because it's a lot of, I mean, I've never been to Hong Kong.
Me neither.
I would love to go there. So can you tell us a little bit about the culture experience that you had, like first from Uzbekistan to Turkey and then from Turkey to Hong Kong? What were the differences or what were the things that you enjoy or loved there?
Main difference was, it was not much different between Uzbekistan and Turkey, you know, it's more or less because they are like a kind of similar nations. But it was really cultural experience for me to get in Southeast Asia to Hong Kong, because it's completely different way, different civilization, you can say, about them.
Yes.
It's just amazing, was first time. But after you realize that you are just from different background, different culture, and you will not become full Chinese in this case, because they are mostly Chinese. Hong Kong also some international city, but yes, culture, it's very deep Chinese culture. Wonderful. It's it's wonderful, but it's different civilization, you know.
Mm. What sort of things were you shocking you more when you arrived first to Hong Kong?
Many things, completely many things. It was, I just don't remember because I'm now.
You are used to being
used
there.
Used to be to have some habit about this, but completely different way, completely different behavior of people. What they say, etiquette of people, you know, how they behave, how to connect with each other. So it was.
Like, for example, when you meet someone, because this is something that we have talked with other guests, and me, for example, coming from Spain. In Spain, when you meet someone, perhaps not so much in a professional environment, but when you meet someone, like a friend of a friend, you will normally give two kisses, like cheek kisses.
Yeah.
So I noticed that here in New Zealand, normally you give the hand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how is that in Uzbekistan and how is that in Hong Kong, for example? How do you say hi to someone? Not so much in a professional environment, but more in like a casual, less formal?
Yes, if it's some casual way, usually they hug each other.
They hug.
Yes, maybe not kiss, but they hug. They hug. Yes, and men and women, they give a hug. More or less like in New Zealand also.
Yes.
Informal people have some hugs. Yes. In China, completely different. Sometimes it's formal. It's give hands, but usually they are very, very reserved about personal space. Mm-hmm. And so they always have some bow, you know, sometimes on Chinese, not Japanese, but Chinese bow sometimes.
They bow.
Yes, to each other. Yes.
But I know, like, from the former Soviet Union, my father was also working in Uzbekistan, and he told me that each time when he was there, you kiss on three times, so one, two, three.
No,
is that like that?
It's in Russia, in Orthodox countries,
Russia?
You know, what Christian Orthodox countries, they kiss three times, you know. Something. No, in Uzbekistan, they
it's
not,
different.
But they hug, yes. In China, they don't hug, they bow, like in Japan, you know, some ceremonial bows.
Ceremonial bows,
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
And what about the food there? How is the food in Turkey? In Turkey, I know that it's nice and, you know, a lot of dips and a lot of bread.
Yeah.
And I know also in Uzbekistan, I imagine it's similar. What about in China? There is a dish that you enjoyed?
First of all, they all enjoy it, and you should follow them. They enjoy it, rice. It's a staple, you know.
Rice.
Not so much bread, but rice it should be. Yes. Rice and meat, especially pork, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The pork eaters terrible, because pork is very easy to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And less demanding in terms of growing, you know, pork. It's easier. So it's pork, rice, vegetables, what they have, and thousands of varieties of food, what they have there. Yeah. Completely different.
And in Uzbekistan, what is the like a typical traditional dish?
Of course, it's pilaf, Uzbek pilaf. It's
pilaf, yeah. Oh, we have pilaf in Romania. It's nice.
Yes.
Pilaf. I think it sounds familiar. How is it, the dish?
It's like paella in Spain.
Ah.
But it's dry, you know, it's fried.
So but is the rice is yellow?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. So it's also with saffron?
Can be with saffron, can be with turmeric, can be with cumin, can be with this rice, many onions, and beef or lamb.
Okay, so that's the main traditional dish. And dessert?
Yes.
What is traditional there?
Very nice bread, you know.
Bread.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I love bread.
they call it naan, you know. It's a round bread, and it's make it baking in special, you know, ovens, which is built special ovens.
Special oven to
like
make that.
Like tandoori, you know, tandoori,
yes.
But it's for bread, yes.
Yeah, I think another of our guests was talking about that. Perhaps Amna was talking about that special oven.
Yeah, like in Pakistan, right?
In Pakistan,
yes.
That special oven only for bread, that in every house they have that.
Yes. It was like this, in Uzbekistan, because Uzbekistan was in crossroad between Europe and China. It was Silk Road, famous, you know. So all trade goes through them, through Samarkand, through this city. You know, I'm born in Tashkent. And it was trading city, was trade. So many cultures come across, stay, especially in time of great, some Tamerlan, you know, was Amir Timur, Tamerlan. And he conquered so many countries and bring people to Uzbekistan to build Samarkand, Bukhara, maybe you heard the city, Kiva, all this one. Yes.
Nice. For me, it's new. I've never heard about
this.
Yes. I know about Tashkent. Tashkent, I knew about. Yeah.
No, Tashkent is a big city now. It's over 3 million. Yeah.
Wow.
So how was
with the family now? Do you still have somebody in Uzbekistan in Tashkent, or do you connect still with them?
Yes, I have some relatives there. I connect with them, but closest already by. Passed away, you know, my dad, my mom, some what I know, some my cousins, unfortunately. Yes, but we have some connection with relatives there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And now that you are visiting New Zealand for the third time, what's your impression about New Zealand? Would you like to live here? Is it a place that you would like to settle and move in?
Exactly, definitely what I would like to say. What I like about New Zealand, it's basically everything I like about New Zealand. But I don't know, maybe I was lucky, live in the capital, live here. So much first climate, you know. We're in Hong Kong. Sometimes in Turkey it's a harsh climate, and in Hong Kong it's so humid, you know. So eight months of the year you have humid weather, you know. You cannot, it's like what we're talking here, but we sit in sauna, you know, steamed sauna. You know.
Okay.
Yes, we dressed and still, and we need to talk and make something, so we're sweating and this.
You are sweating all the time.
Yes. You see? And so
you
be dressed,
you like New Zealand weather.
That's why. That's New Zealand, the weather, it's definitely for me. I like winds, you know, some. Every day morning I try to walk. Walkway, you know, here from Paritutu to almost to Fitzroy Beach, you know. So nice walkway.
It's a beautiful walkway.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
beautiful.
Very nice.
Very nice. Yeah. That's why I like it so much. Food also. I like food because in China, unfortunately, you should be very choosy about your food because Chinese sometimes not up to highest standards of foods. But here it's very nice, very tasty food. I like
very
it
tasty
so much.
Food. Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
But most what I like, it's people, you know, people of New Zealand, you know. In China, it's completely different way. You should be reserved, you should be more strict. Here, everybody smiling, everybody friendly, everybody very, very, very nice to you. as oh, well nice. As I know. That's fine.
Maybe because you are singing, you are playing violin, that's why.
No. I don't play the violin on walkway, you know, and say hi to every morning, you know.
Yeah, but it's really nice, and you're right, you know, people in New Zealand are so friendly, and yeah. I was also very surprised when I was coming here first, and everybody like, how are you? How was your day?
Yes, you know, first time, what it was my first impression, it was in airport. I arrived from international Auckland to yes. Wellington Airport. And what first I see in airport, which is in former Russia, in China, it's not possible. It was a meeting point from, yes. you know, when you go. And I saw it's dogs in airport. Between dogs, it's rolling children, you know, just on the floor. It was like this, so it was normal. In Wellington, Wellington is capital, and it was like this. And everybody meet each other, only don't come with their car, you know, just to airport, to meet building, so forth. Next one, of course, everybody knows this one, but people go barefooted, you know, there.
Yes,
so that's I saw. Yes. Okay, if in the street you can see someplace, you can say, oh, people maybe they go from the beach or some, this barefoot come from car. Expensive car, you know, it's not like they are on the street people, yeah, some kind of yeah. expensive car, they go barefoot. But where they go barefooted to supermarkets or some buildings, yes, it was for me something new. I also in pyjamas, maybe some.
Yes, in pyjamas too. It's an interesting thing because also me, when I came here and I was going to supermarket, there was a person with no shoes, and I was talking with my husband. I said, "What is happening here? Why is barefoot?" And I thought, you know, in Romania, people who are
yes.
poor, who don't
yes,
have
yes,
any
yes,
money,
yes, yes.
they don't wear shoes because me. Shoes is so important in Romania. But
yeah.
here, you don't even find
yeah.
good shoes because they are not so important.
Yeah.
The
it's not so important.
Connection with the earth, right? The grounding.
Yeah.
And
after I tried to myself, I think, what is it? And I try to go also. And I found, because New Zealand, it's you know, what recently I discovered. New Zealand is just top of the iceberg, what they call, behind, beneath. New Zealand have
yes.
big subcontinent, Zealandia. So it's volcanic, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So and what I found, it's soil. It's actually it's not cold, you know. Here maybe the air guns I'm heating from.
So you have tried to go bare feet,
but yes, bare feet, but not on supermarket.
Not in the supermarket
yet. Yeah.
Perhaps when you live here, who
maybe,
knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I have been like bare feet in the supermarket, like yeah, like around like the beach, and yeah, from the car to the beach sometimes. But yeah, it's something that shocked
yeah.
me also when I came from Spain at the beginning, and I was like,
yeah.
oh wow. And also wondering if they were not cold, especially the kids that go
yeah.
they go barefoot
all the time. But I don't think they don't look cold, or yeah,
no,
they look
no.
fine.
Yes, I think
yes.
so. And you also said that you have some experience with the radio, right? Or
yes.
have you worked with the radio before?
Yes, I worked when I started. I work in chamber orchestra. Chamber orchestra, what is chamber orchestra? It's basically all strings, instruments. It's coming together without woodwinds, without brass instruments, without any, it's just chamber orchestra. It's 20 to 25 people, what they play Vivaldi or some composers like this one. It's for chamber orchestra that time. So I worked there for 2 years. It was very nice, very good experience to work there in state radio and television. It's like you know, big plant, you know, with this one. So many studios, so big studios, so many kind of apparatus, you know, some what they have, some
yes.
this, furniture.
Devices.
Devices, microphones, video cameras, professional video cameras, you know, what you need to move with this one. Yes, it was nice.
And that was when you were in Ankara?
No, it was in Uzbekistan.
In Uzbekistan,
yes,
oh.
yes. In Ankara we played just in big orchestra, symphony orchestra.
So when you were in the television, like you were like showing what the orchestra was playing on TV?
Yes.
Okay.
TV, and we make recording radio, and we make recording for cinemas and cartoons. You know, it's
amazing. Very nice. Okay, so yes. You were doing like some music for cartoons.
Cartoons and movies, they just show, and we need to play, yes, intact. So it was very.
This is
very
amazing.
Nice.
And
yes,
which tell us which movie or which cartoon?
I don't remember now because we stay there hours and hours to make some. Cinematographers decide to make few minutes, you know.
All
but
right.
We recorded for few hours, and it's quite good experience because when you recording something, you cannot make any noise, you know. Some this you should be completely concentrated on this one because it goes to movie.
Yeah,
yeah,
it
wow.
sounds intense.
Sounds
no?
editing, yeah. So and many people's work in just sound editing. It's not. Tens of people here are working. Sound recorder, sound editing, sound, everything what sound, what they give Oscars, you know, in Hollywood.
Okay.
Special.
And if you were to move to New Zealand, could you play in an orchestra here? How does it work in New Zealand? Is it similar?
It's work everywhere. Professional orchestra, I'm now too old for this one.
Okay.
Professional orchestras, like in Wellington, in Christchurch, in Auckland, of course, they hired normally young people, you know. It's like in Olympic sports, you know. You cannot compete.
Or like football or things like that.
No, just any Olympic sports. You cannot compete unless you are a chess player or this, when you're over 25, 30. All this should be young people.
Okay.
So it's like that, yes.
Oh, I don't believe that. Huh? I think you sing very good. I mean, I'm looking forward because you brought your violin. So we were thinking maybe before we end up the show to sing something. Maybe
that would be awesome. Yeah.
You mean play? I'm
play
playing.
Okay.
What kind of would you like to hear or something? What kind of
tell
music?
Tell us what kind of music you are playing. So now
we are open to whatever like you want to share with us. Perhaps your favorite.
I don't know how is the microphone. Well, let's start something very, very simple.
Very simple,
Yes, let's just like this one.
Thank you.
This is nice, and I think, you know, for example, if somebody has a birthday party, right, you can just go to their house and sing. Do you do like some parties or just?
Sure, we have some engaged in private parties. Now, people who heard, they say, oh, we have parties on this, can you come? We say, okay, let's see what is can be.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes,
yeah.
It's also parties.
It's good for listeners to
know. Yes, it's not like this one, not sure like this one. Music, it's more or less for party music, let's say like this one.
To hear you live.
Do you have like something from your culture, for example, from Uzbekistan, a song that impresses you or something that
there is one thing. Yes, they have kind of music they try, but usually because it was Muslim country.
Yeah.
In Muslim countries they have very kind of strict musical rule.
Exactly.
So I will play something similar. It's
mm-hmm.
similar culture, but it's just a little bit another.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this music, it goes.
This is nice. And yes. Do you have some like happy songs or stuff like that? What kind of
happy songs?
Love songs.
Love songs.
happy or love songs?
Yeah.
What?
One of them.
Either of them is fine.
Okay, just a bit. Okay, love songs.
Let's do a love song.
Our audience can listen.
Yes, it's a beautiful song. I know
it,
yeah.
I don't know it.
I know.
All my love or?
No, it's...
I hunger for your touch, something like that.
No, it was old movie from 50s.
The Ghost, right? No.
Ghost, it's more versions. They use it, yes.
Ah,
Ghost,
okay.
Movie.
The Ghost, right?
Yeah. Yes, but it's from 50s. It's called Unchained Melody.
Unchained Melody, exactly, yes.
It's a movie from 50s, 53, 55, I think, called Unchained. Yes. Okay.
Did you learn to play that song when you were playing the violin, too?
Yeah.
Were you able to play?
No, I was not so advanced. Yeah. I was just playing.
No, give me an idea, I can play usually.
So, yeah, like a happy songs or something, like... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice one.
I know the song. Mm-hmm. I don't know the name, but...
Yeah, it's called Ragtime. It's from 30s.
It's from the 30s.
Yeah,
1930,
yeah.
Yes. It's alone. It's not so full picture, but with piano it sounds complete, more complete.
Mm-hmm. More complete, right?
Yes.
And so do you have like a style that you sing or you play? What kind of music do you like? More classical?
Yes,
more
actually, of course, I was training classical music.
Classical music.
But
right.
I open to any good music. You know, there is not classical music or something. If it's good music, it will be good music to live,
mm-hmm.
last long, something. Yes, if it's not, it's just go.
Just go, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Hey, but any style, you know, some, for example, maybe, no, this one.
Yes, I know it, but I don't know the name.
It's from Pirates of Caribbean, because probably you are too much leaf. Young generation, they know this one. Yeah.
Oh, this is so interesting.
Yeah, this is amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we never had the violinist before, so it's really nice to hear your songs.
Yes. Thank
wow.
you.
Yeah. And so... I'm very curious about how many violins you have at home, or what it is to be a violinist. How does a violinist life looks like?
Yeah, and when you travel with more than one, or how does it work?
You can travel with more than one, but usually everybody has like, it's violinist like child. I have three childs, you know.
You have three children. Okay, nice.
So you have three favorite ones.
I have my kids and two violins. So they're all my childs, you know. So. So I have more, but this one, my not favorite either. They are all, but they are, usually I use them, these violins. This violin is particularly this violin. It was made, you can see, in 1900. So this violin, 125 years old, you know.
Wow, amazing.
They made in Italy this violin for America. Another label say it was shipped to America. So they make in Italy at the time, like in now they make in China and ship to America, to everywhere. But the time they make handmade violins and ship to America, you know, already make with this, mm-hmm. this violin, yes.
Wow. So have you played also in another towns than New Plymouth? Have you been to Wellington and play there for the orchestra, or do you plan to do that?
I visit wonderful places like here in New Plymouth. I visit already Dawson Falls.
Mm-hmm.
I travel to Whanganui.
Yeah.
To have some wonderful Maori community there. I climb not half climb to Taranaki Mountain.
Nice, well done.
Yes, with snow. Yes, already nearby. Before I was in Wellington, Kapiti. I was in, obviously, in Auckland and in Taupo, yeah, lake.
Taupo, yeah.
Yes, very nice. It was very nice experience because we swim there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good because you can see bottom of the lake, but you cannot reach, you know. You see so clear. And what it's like before your eyes, but you cannot reach it at all.
Oh, wow. So you were so swimming just...
Yes, in Taupo Lake.
Wow,
yes.
Amazing. Because I know I took my parents to the Taupo Lake and they were amazed that it's very hot, you know,
yes.
underneath. Like
yes.
the sand is
yes,
hot
yes, yes.
and the water is so cold. But it's nice to swim. It's a
they
great
say
place.
It's caldera. Caldera, what does it mean caldera? All lake, it's caldera. Caldera, do you know?
Ah, yeah, caldera in Spanish. Caldera, yes. It means like it will be like very hot.
No, caldera, it's, you know, volcanic, this one. So any moment, this Taupo Lake can be super volcanic, what I thought, you know.
Yes, yeah.
So that's why it's hot.
Yeah, it can erupt in any time.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because, a lot of people come to New Zealand, it's beautiful weather, you know, but the volcanoes are quite, sometimes can erupt, right? How do you feel about that? Is it dangerous for you or it's...
No. No, I hope it will be not so soon, you know. Not.
We also hope.
Yeah, we also hope it doesn't happen.
Not in this millennium, you know. Let's say.
Yeah.
So.
Not in our lifetime,
yeah.
at least.
No. Yeah.
Oh, amazing!
Yeah. And I am curious, when you are not playing or teaching, what are the things you like to do in your free time?
I like art in any form. So now you can find any art. I like to go to museums, you know, whatever city I visit, I try to go to, first of all, to see museum, like here, Pukiariki, yeah, some museum. I was last time and just a few days ago also I've been there.
Have you seen the new exhibition that they have with the tuning forks?
No.
Like the big tuning forks on Saturday, they have a performance where some like sound practitioners, they like bang the tuning forks and then you can touch the platform where they are and feel the vibration.
Oh.
So I think perhaps you will enjoy. I think it's every Saturday at 11. It's for 20 minutes.
And
it's free for everyone, so you don't need to book. You just need to arrive there perhaps a little bit before 11.
Thank you.
I think you will enjoy because
yes.
I am sure like you will perceive the things with a different because you are very, very knowledgeable about music, so you will get like more layers than other people,
sure.
perhaps.
Must see it.
Yeah.
Also, I like movies, especially what they call Golden Age of Hollywood. You know, movies, some old with all these real, they call it real stars like Gregory Peck. Like Clark Gable, you know, all these stars. Rita Hayworth, Marilyn Monroe have some, not just divas, but real stars. And more recently, Jeffrey Rush. I like movies about movies and production, you know. I've always was think how people like, for example, Steven Spielberg, how they can watch in other movies because they know every detail, you know, something in movies.
So how you can enjoy? They will imagine what's happening.
Yes, how
to
you
make
can
that
enjoy this process, you know, when you not watching and enjoy movie, but you know how this made, how you should make here. Sometimes with music also, with me like this, yes.
We need to find a
I prefer to
invite to the program.
Dilettante and to just enjoy to see very good movies, you know, with Anthony Hopkins or some other actors, you know, and how to it make, you know, special. That's most like this for me. Art, movies, I am passionate about this. And walking, not so much in sport, but I like walking. I like to go to gym sometimes with sport activities.
This is nice, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that New Zealand is a place that, I mean, especially in New Plymouth, there are so many things here to visit.
Yeah.
Sure. And you can walk each day to the coastal walkway, obviously. And, yeah, and did you visit the galleries? There is a very nice gallery, the Govert Street Gallery.
I see some galleries here. I'm not Gower Street, it was near Devon Street, some galleries. They were many of them,
right?
Yes. Because I'm also looking to my some gifts, especially from New Plymouth, to bring back to my friends in Macau, in Hong Kong. I need to bring quite a lot of things, you know.
Yes.
From and this. Not so much, but something special.
Some small, right?
Like power, you know.
Power, yeah.
So, yes.
Is it there like, because you said you are planning to go back to Macau.
Yes.
Is there something that you would like to do, or do you search for something here in particular to stay in New Zealand? What would keep you here in New Plymouth?
Everything will keep me in New Plymouth, it's okay, but I need first, of course, I need to find some kind of work to stay here.
For a visa,
of course, to make, and to find a workplace, and otherwise it's everything okay, I'm here. You know, in China, particularly in Macau, in Hong Kong, you still like what they call expat, you know.
Yes.
You are people will see you are not from here. Not from China. Here I'm not not from here. People if until I talk, yeah, people don't know where what
where
I
where are you from?
That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, and so if somebody is searching for, you know, a violinist, so we can save life, you know, they can contact you or maybe teacher.
Yes.
Because I know there are a lot of children who want to learn music, especially schools, if they need a piano teacher or a violinist teacher, they can contact you. And I know there are a lot of families.
So good. Yes, I like to be with children, but I would like some. Organize if I will have some, because under my visa now, visitor visa, I cannot work legally with any organization, government, and this one.
You can.
But we can organize like some party or this. Can be possible.
Yeah, for children. So
for children, yes, like charity work. You know, like we have already with some. My sister and have some friends in rest home.
Yes.
And we have kind of charity concerts there. We visit like volunteer concert, and people just enjoy this. We play for them. And
such a nice thing.
Yeah,
to
they
do,
will
yeah.
make like an evening for them, very entertaining and different. Yeah,
they come, and this is very nice. So we can be with children also. If children have some party, why not?
Yes,
we are
why
open.
Not? You know, I was thinking because I was also working in the rest home, and the residents were so happy when somebody came and played some music, and they had so much fun. And I think, like with my kids, that when they see somebody playing violin, or it's amazing, you know. And I'm happy to contact you with different schools or different families. Obviously, if you can make like an event, a charitable event, and just invite us all. Just, you know? We just have to find a location, right?
Yes, please, you know, the location. Because what I can find now location, but it's for, you know, grown up, for adults, people, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So. But if we have some special, like, playground for kids,
yes.
Why not to organize some kind of party?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think these things are so, and especially here in New Zealand, I think art is part of everybody's day-to-day life. I feel like, because I had a friend from Romania and she was asking me if I come to New Zealand, because she has a band, and she said, oh, if I come to New Zealand, can I make a living from, you know, from singing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I know it's quite different, and maybe you can share with us how it's for you. But she mentioned that in New Zealand, you know, everybody's doing that as a passion, so you're not so paid for that.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
But in Romania, for example, if you have a band, you get some good money.
Yes, it can be, especially in Romania, Hungary, these countries, as maybe former Yugoslavia, what they have. Yes, there is here different. If you have professional, mostly in Auckland, in Wellington, in Christchurch, these cities, you are going professional. Other cities, it goes not professional, about passion, like in here in New Plymouth have orchestra.
Exactly,
yes,
right.
Taranaki Orchestra.
Orchestra, right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, but they are enthusiasts of this. Mm.
They're also volunteers.
Volunteers,
right.
Yes, they come together and have wonderful results for this kind. They meet not professional orchestra. What is professional orchestra? Every day you go like in office, it's work. You have nine or 10 o'clock, you should be on place, should be able to play, and it's every day. Saturday, you have, usually Saturday or Friday night, you have your program and start another program. And so it's your work. But here, they people come and once a week have some, when they have concert, of course, it's different.
Yeah, it is different.
But it's very good what they have some such result, yes.
Yes, yeah, for me it's amazing, me also, like, same with theaters, right? We have such a good theaters and good actors, but they're also volunteers.
Yeah, well, they have now the Chicago, some musicals.
Ah, yes,
these
Chicago.
Days. Yes, on this one. I like Chicago. I like Chicago musical.
Have you been to the play already? Did you see the play?
No, unfortunately, no. I would like to see, but I think they finished already, maybe.
They finished. And our manager from the radio, she's the one who was, she's working on Chicago.
Wonderful.
Ah, I didn't know
Tracy,
that. Yeah, I didn't go to see it. Did you go?
No, I didn't go this time.
Well, perhaps we have to go next time.
Next time, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so interesting conversation with you, Albert. And
thank you.
It's nice to have an artist to
thank
our
you.
Studio.
Yeah.
It is.
Especially from so far, far away, from Uzbekistan. And traveled around the world to Turkey and Macau, Hong Kong, right?
And China, all China. We've been always concerts from Macau, orchestra. We've been all across China. What is good to be a musician, you know, in this case? If you work, you go visit with a tour to go to different places. So thanks to orchestra, I see all China in provinces, and it's not just Shanghai, Beijing, Hong Kong, but cities what you never be without.
That's amazing. And do you have time free to go and visit?
Yes,
because sometimes
when
I have traveled for work, it's not always, not always have the time, because sometimes it's like long days.
Yes. No, we have performance at night, usually at evening, and rehearsal in the morning. Between them, you have a few hours to go city.
Go and explore.
Yes, any city, yes.
Nice.
So that's why I've been, you know, wonderful. It was in Sichuan province in China, which is in the west of China, and they have what they famous. It's they have a sanctuary for pandas, all panda. You know, in China, pandas It's government property.
Yeah.
You know, if they give some zoo to America, it's like just of goodwill, but they are property of China, you know. They just rent pandas and any moment they can revoke. That was sanctuary, big sanctuary for all pandas. There they grow pandas, you know.
Wow, amazing.
Yes, and we was allowed to play with pandas, you know.
Okay. And from all the places in the world, because obviously you visited some, what is your place that you will have as a home?
Well, I visited so many places, so I, you know. But for now, New Plymouth, it's very suitable and very wonderful for me, you know, I can say.
Nice. Yes. And I'm sure if you really like it here, because we hear a lot of stories from different people, and if you like a place, I'm sure you will find a suitable, you know, job for you.
Yes.
And, you know, we love your music, and we would like to hear more of that.
Okay, please.
Yes.
Count 31. Of July, it will be city concert.
We will be there.
Yes, 8th of August, 6 o'clock, it will be in Plymouth International.
Plymouth International.
Yes, so we will have more longer. It will be around 1 hour. We have performance, many things, many pieces will perform, especially program from different countries, different kind of epochs, how to say, different time, you know, some from 17th century to maybe you know this one.
Yeah.
We have time a little bit, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll play many sounds like, again, I need some of this, but maybe you know some of this one. Music, it's nearly 500 years old, you know, music.
Mm-hmm.
It was composed, wow, it's canon, amazing, by Pachelbel, German composer.
Yes, and it's amazing because, you know, everywhere in the world, we are from different countries, like,
yes,
you know, the three of us, we are Romania, Spain, Uzbekistan, but we all know this music.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
so I think music brings us together.
Yes.
Yeah, connects
and
us.
What is... Never amazed me. Like music, they have some healing effect, you know.
They have.
So much people, I have some, like say, difficult children with autistic, some problems, and through music, they just open and
they
become
hear.
This, yes. As well as people with another problems and some elderly people, community, some, yes, they all love music, you know.
That's so nice. And also Clara, she will have a program with her friend Joey.
Yes.
This week, maybe you want to say something?
On Friday. Yeah, I was thinking about the event when you were telling about how music can be healing, because I am a yoga teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I am organizing an event this Friday with a friend that is a sound healing practitioner. So what we have done is we have worked together so that I share the yoga postures with her, and then she tapped into what instrument mm-hmm. to play yeah. during different postures. So like participants will have a sound bath through the practice. So all the music will be woven into the practice, and then at the end she plays the gong. So we will have a relaxation very long with the gong at the end. So that's on Friday. If anyone is interested,
just
send me a message.
Do you still have spaces?
Yeah, there's still spaces available. Friday, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
It's in a private yoga studio in Koru, in Plymouth Road.
So it's in Oakura.
Before Oakura, in between town and Oakura. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so whoever is interested, please join Clara. I know Clara that she's doing amazing work with her breathing and grounding yoga.
Thank you, Alina.
But I also know Joy, she's singing. She was also our guest, and she's singing on a flute.
She was playing the flute here, so I think perhaps this is the second time that we have music live.
It's amazing.
It feels very awesome, so thank you so much for playing here.
Thank you for
live with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure,
yes.
Studio to stay here.
And so like a short question for the last. What would you recommend for people who are moving new in town, in New Plymouth? What would you tell them to do in order to feel themselves as home?
just to be themselves, be open, be natural, be relaxed, be and take it easy, because it's really easy to live in New Plymouth.
In New Plymouth, right?
Yes. That's why. Just be.
Everybody loves it here.
Be yourself. Yes.
Be yourself. It's a really nice way to
listen to yourself, your inner yourself. Yes, inner self. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is amazing! Such a great thing to say, Albert. And it's amazing me also when we always have a guest that they say the same thing. You know. Just come to New Plymouth, move here to New Zealand.
Yes.
Everybody wants that, so I think we will populate New Plymouth soon. Hopefully we have enough houses here too.
Sure. That's for sure, yes. Let's do it. Let's work on it.
Let's populate
across the world. Across the world.
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much, Albert.
Thank you. Thank
you. Somebody wants to see Albert 31st of July, 5:30 p.m. at the Chamber of Commerce, right?
Or City Council.
City Council. Yes. And in August, which date you said?
8th of August.
8th of August.
6 o'clock, Plymouth International.
International. And you will see, you will find Albert there and his sister. And they
Flora will to play there, we will play, yes.
They're live concerts, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, with drinks.
With drinks. Oh, you have also drinks. Okay, then
nice.
We will invite some couple of friends.
Yeah, thank you for being here with us, Albert, today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And enjoy the rest of the week.
See you next Monday.
See you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.